I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, our Friday features, we'll talk about security in places of worship in our Faith Matters segment, and the barbershop guys on baseball, babies, and Obama. I think you'll want to hear that. But first, we've had many conversations this year about the challenges facing some of our major cities, especially increases in violent crime that we've been seeing. Michael Nutter becomes the mayor of Philadelphia next month, and he has said reducing violent crime will be his top priority. To assist him in that quest, the mayor-elect has named former Washington, D.C. Chief of Police Charles Ramsey as the city's police commissioner. Mayor-elect Nutter and Charles Ramsey join me now from member station WHYY to discuss the task ahead. Welcome to you both, and congratulations, I think.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you.
First, Mr. Mayor, to you, and I know there's some new information that you're going to want to talk about, but I just wanted to talk about general trends, if we could. Over the last 15 years, violent crime started dropping all over the country. And then more recently, say in the last 18 months or so, it started inching back up again in a lot of places. And so I wanted to ask you, why do you think that is?
Well, in the Philadelphia situation, I think it's a combination of circumstances. Our economy and our economic growth has not been what we'd like to see it. We've had an increase in poverty in Philadelphia, the ease of access of weapons. But also I think that the kind of policing that we've been engaged in over the last couple years has clearly pointed to a need for a change in strategy, a change in direction. So it's a confluence of circumstances, a lot of young men not having opportunity, can't read, can't get a job, locked out of any kind of economic opportunity, many of whom are ex-offenders, and it's almost impossible to get a job if you're an ex-offender. So a combination of circumstances. We're going to work our way out of this, and certainly having Chief Ramsey is a big component of our crime-fighting strategy.
So, Mayor, why did you want Chief Ramsey for this job?
Because he's the best, and we've been looking for the best and the brightest all over the country, engaged in an extensive search. Chief Ramsey has a proven crime-fighting record from his days in the Chicago Police Department to, of course, most recently in Washington, D.C., we looked around. I talked to a number of different people in policing, outside of policing, and I came to the conclusion pretty quickly that Chief Ramsey was the best fit for Philadelphia.
Chief, as the mayor-elect mentioned, you've had some big jobs in Chicago, D.C., now Philadelphia. One might think some golf might be in order, particularly after 9 years in a pretty tough job in D.C. Why did you want to do this job?
Well, first of all, I don't play golf. I've never had time to learn how to play. But I love policing, and I love a challenge, and it's what I do. And I didn't realize I would miss it as much as I did after I stepped down in D.C. I tried consulting and things like that, but it just wasn't the same. So when this opportunity came up, and the mayor and I had a chance to talk, and we hit it off immediately, this certainly was something that I was very, very interested in, and I believe we can make a tremendous difference here.
So I want to drill down on some of the details about why things change, when they change. So Chief, when you became police chief in D.C. in 1998, there were 260 homicides that year. When you stepped
over 300.
Over 300. There were, well, I'm looking at the department's figures. When you stepped down in 2006, there were 169. And now, of course, since you've left, it's been inching back up again. There have been more murders this year already than in last year, the entire year. So I wanted to ask you, what do you account for this trend? Do you credit yourself? Are there some specific techniques that you think account for these numbers, or is there other factors?
Well, I mean, there are a variety of factors. It's not any one individual, but we certainly focused on crime a great deal while I was chief in the Metropolitan Police Department. The figure of 300 I gave you are right. For 1998, it was 260. 1997, the year prior to my arrival, it was over 300. So we saw consistent drops with the exception of 2002 in the district, and we finally got the murder rate down well under 200. In fact, this will be 3 years in a row I think we were under 200. So we saw declines, but it took a lot of work, a lot of effort, and we had to put the department in a position to effectively fight crime. That means you have to have good, decent equipment, the tools that you need in order to be able to track crime in real time and then deploy your resources accordingly. And again, you know, working with the city government, we were able to get other agencies mobilized in the fight against crime to help us secure these neighborhoods once we took them back. And again, you know, you have active neighborhoods and associations that you work with, businesses that want to get involved. So it's a combination combination of a lot of factors, but there's no reason why we can't do that here in Philadelphia.
And I know you haven't gotten your feet under the desk yet, but is there one thing that you can draw upon from your stint in Washington, D.C. that you think is necessary for Philadelphia, something that you were able to accomplish or that you saw worked in D.C. that isn't now present in Philadelphia that you want to bring?
Well, I don't know if it's not present or not, but I've been doing a lot of traveling around and visiting a lot of police facilities. And as far as technology, being able to get real-time information so we can respond rapidly to changes in crime patterns, that's something that I'm really going to focus on because it's not quite where it needs to be. You know, we're not all the way in the 21st century. We've got one foot in the 21st century, but the other one's kind of still lagging behind in the 20th. And we've got to fully move into the 21st century and take advantage of everything that's available to us. Because effective crime fighting is something that's very doable, but all the pieces have to fall in place.
Mayor Linknutter, after 4 years of increases, reported violent crimes are now down 8% since last year. So that's some good news to carry into the new year. But why do you think that is?
Why is the crime going down?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Michelle, there's been a tremendous focus. We just came through a political season. There's certainly been a tremendous amount of focus on the issue of crime in Philadelphia through the Democratic primary into the general election season. So I think, one, the current administration and the police department, in an effort to address this particular issue, I think did make some changes in strategy and tactics. I think, secondly, the citizens have begun to step up their efforts to try to take back the streets and make Philadelphia safer. I've laid out a series of plans and ideas that are, you know, pretty aggressive and have been slightly controversial. So I think also the public is reacting to some extent to the notion that there really is a new sheriff, certainly Chief Ramsey, but also myself in town, and I have a no-nonsense attitude about all this stuff. So we're going to clean up this city. I'm glad that the numbers are moving in the right direction, but in no way, shape, or form are they acceptable to the standard where we should be.
When you say controversial, some of the things you proposed during the campaign, are you referring to stop and frisk?
That was certainly one of them that seemed to attract a fair amount of attention. But also I talked about the ex-offenders and the need to give people jobs and get into job training and job opportunities. I've put forward a proposal and actually got a bill passed while still just a candidate. I will give any business in Philadelphia a $10,000 credit against their business tax liabilities if they hire an ex-offender. If we really want to reduce crime, not only here in Philadelphia but across this country, this is about economics. It's about giving people a second chance to get back in civil society. And so our business community can help us in a variety of ways, and helping people get work is one of them. If you're working, you're less likely to be involved in crime.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Tell Me More from NPR News. I'm speaking with Philadelphia's Mayor-elect Michael Nutter and his choice for Police Commissioner Charles Ramsey. Speaking of second chances, Mayor, I wanted to ask you both about another issue that's been in the news this week. The U.S. Sentencing Commission, which sets guidelines for federal prison sentences, has voted to retroactively reduce the prison terms for some crimes related to crack cocaine. It's a move that could mean freedom for nearly 20,000 people who are currently jailed. And the thought behind it was that some of the sentences were excessive and discriminatory. But, you know, you remember when those sentences came in, a lot of it was urban leaders, policymakers, elected officials very concerned about the effect that crack was having on their community. So what do you think about this decision, Mayor? First, do you agree with it? And what impact do you think it'll have on your city?
Well, I mean, you know, the Sentencing Commission is doing its job. I think it has raised and now addressed the larger issue, which was the whole inequity between sentencing for one kind of crime versus another kind of crime when, in the final analysis, they were pretty much all the same. There was disparity and if not a discriminatory effect, with regard, in many instances, to people of color. It goes back to what I said earlier, though. Those 20-some-odd thousand people that you mentioned, if they're getting out soon, and people should do whatever their time is, they're coming back to their community.
But do you agree
with the same lack of hope and the same lack of job opportunities? And, you know, I mean, we run the risk of having them go right back to where they were if we don't change their life circumstance.
Do you agree with the decision, though? Do you think it was right?
I think the decision was right, yes.
Chief, what about you?
I don't disagree with the decision. When they first changed the laws in many of the jurisdictions to make crack cocaine a heavier penalty than powdered cocaine, those of us in law enforcement, and particularly in my background where I spent a lot of time in narcotics, really didn't understand why that kind of distinction was being made. But it was understandable from the standpoint of the kind of violence that was taking place at the time around the crack cocaine marketing. But the reality is that they're coming back. I think that we have to be prepared to absorb people back into our communities. And hopefully we don't see any kind of violence take place if we have people coming back hoping or thinking that they can then resume being a part of the drug trade, because things have changed on the street. And sometimes you see violence as a result of that. So we're going to have to be very vigilant in that regard, knowing who's coming back, where they're from, and putting strategies in place to minimize that.
Mayor, final question to you. It's a presidential election year. Yeah. Voting starts in just a couple of weeks. Is there something you'd like to hear candidates from whatever party talk about? Is there something you'd like to see them implement or push for that would make your job easier?
Sure. Well, as a soon-to-be mayor of Philadelphia, I'm primarily focused on the impact of the federal government on cities and regions and what many of us refer to, of course, as metropolitan areas, where you have your largest population centers. The federal government has to become more relevant in the lives of people in these communities. Poverty, infrastructure, housing, education, more cops on the street, and public safety issues, all of which are pertinent to the federal government and the wealth of resources that the government has. I mean, the national policy with regard to, you know, homeland security, primarily focused on, of course, the war on terror. We have domestic terrorism going on in streets of our cities and metropolitan areas all over the country. So that's what I'd like to hear the candidates talk about. That's the conversation that I've had with a couple of candidates. And for full disclosure, I did endorse just earlier this week, Senator Clinton, because of her focus on these kinds of issues, and I thought that her priorities were right for Philadelphia.
All right. Thank you. We have to leave it there. We've been speaking with Philadelphia Mayor-elect Michael Nutter. He will be sworn in next month. And former D.C. Police Chief Charles Ramsey, who has been tapped to lead Philadelphia's Police Department. Gentlemen, thank you both so much for joining us. Good luck in your new jobs, and happy holidays to you.
Same to you, and thank you.
Same to you. Thank you.